please for the pledge of allegiance?
I guess.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A year ago, we did this one as well. That was the last tour, the last year for all of their cats.
All right, LaPointe County Board of Supervisors, I mean, this is August 9th, it is 9:00 AM. The meeting can be viewed by live stream at www.lapointecounty.com/YouTube. And those that have questions, you can call in at 319-753-8203, extension 4. Any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Meet with department heads, let's start in the back, CP, Health.
Good morning, we continue to be busy, we are doing two special immunization clinics. One will be August 17th, and what we're doing is the pediatric vaccine for children ages 6 months to 4 years of age. We're doing that in conjunction with the hospital, so that'll be at our public health. August 17th from noon to 4, and August 26th from 8:30 to noon. So that's in addition to our regular COVID vaccines that we give on Thursdays as adults, and children 6 to 11 is on Wednesday afternoons.
Thank you very much for that, who's next? Hot Rod Maintenance?
Good morning, just keeping busy, got a lot of stuff going on, just having an agenda item this morning.
AV, Safety.
Good morning, really don't have anything new to report, just keeping busy and doing what we do.
Sounds good. Mr. Trent?
All right, County Attorney's Office, stay in the course. Jury trial tomorrow for Associate Court, nothing significant to report.
Ken, the man with the pens, seal.
Yes, we are gonna have another seal monthly meeting coming up on Wednesday, and also the, all of the stakeholders will meet in the morning, and then the governing board in the afternoon, and I know we have Ursh Home on the agenda to talk about our first Ursh Home contract. We've got Access Center contract to work with two other regions to have an Access Center MOU on there. So otherwise, the normal monthly business.
All right, normal monthly business. How about, Chris, is Chris Lee here today? Chris Lee's not here today. KG from Sheriff's Department?
Good morning, all's going well at the Sheriff's Office. It's been busy, but nothing too out of the ordinary. We had National Night Out last Tuesday, that went really well, a great showing from the community, and a lot of our public safety was there, so it went really well, it's a great night. Our jail population, we're at 72, five out of county. Just so you know where that stands, we budget for 8 out of county. We haven't hit that number yet, but that's kind of the average that we're budgeted for. Last year and the years prior, we're budgeting for about 22, and we've come a long way since then, so.
I don't know what happened, because it's funny.
No. Tougher times, but we're doing well, we're holding strong in our numbers, we're pretty happy with where they're at and where they continue to be at, so. Also, state bid came out on pursuit vehicles for law enforcement on the Dodge vehicles here in the last couple days. Like 25% increase, which was a lot more than we anticipated. So we're gonna evaluate where we're gonna go with vehicles for the future, but they're all kind of in that, they're getting up in that $40,000 price range when they used to be in the high 20s, low 30s.
Are they available?
You never know how long the order bank is gonna be open. So when Chevy opened their order bank, we decided we weren't gonna go with any of the Chevy Tahoes. But then they say, you know, you can order them and we won't hold you to the order on them. So we did, just for a fallback, and it ended up the Dodge Durangos and the Chargers are more expensive than the Chevy Tahoe, which is very odd. It sounds like Dodge is kind of thinking about getting out of the law enforcement vehicle business. They're just kind of pricing themselves out in comparison to the Ford and Chevy. So we've always liked that vehicle, but we might be moving on to something different and look at some different options for the future. That's about all I got.
Sounds good. Colin, 18?
Nothing really new, like always. Just working on some projects, keep busy.
Batman, zoning, planning and zoning?
Yeah, things going pretty well. Jared, I don't think it is, but he was out of the office last week. He'll be out this week too. It was some personal matters, but people had to deal with me more, which probably wasn't.
We apologize to Moy County.
Yeah, probably wasn't ideal, but we're working through some things. And keep pretty busy. Got a lot of subdivision requests. I actually have one out for review right now. A lot of inquiries, and just a lot of general inquiries here in the last few weeks. So, but just.
All right.
Nothing too crazy.
Are we making any progress on solar and wind?
I should have known because I made a note about it, but we haven't really. We've had at least one, maybe two, kind of high level conversations about kind of how to make some changes and updates and what to do, but we haven't really dived into it. I'll say so. I actually just yesterday I put something on our calendar for next week when he gets back to sit down and kind of get a plan of action and a timeline to get something together. So. We'll see a little more progress here, I would say, in the next month or so.
So I urge you to do that.
Yes, I know.
Sure, yeah.
Yep. We will. We'll take care of it.
Who should we save for last? Natalie.
Thank you.
Record yourself.
Good morning. I've been working with NIC Iowa. They're a division of Tyler Technology on doing online renewals. So for now, it'd be like boat renewals, ATV renewals. Hopefully the next couple months we have that up and going. You can start renewing ATVs September 1st. I don't think we'll be up by then, but I'm looking forward to that.
We know that you are.
Everybody wants everything online these days.
Yeah, it's going that way. BC, would you care to do yours online, or do you want to share it with us?
I don't care.
He's
for
a
online.
Paper. Yeah. He's older
person,
than me,
person.
So. Yeah.
Good morning. Plenty of stuff going on. We are closing 180th Street, which we put out a press release, but east of Highway 61 a ways, kind of unexpectedly, a hole popped up in the middle of the road, and we worked there probably 4 or 5 years ago, and now there's another problem, and so we're going to go down and find out. It's one of those situations where it's along where the ammunition, or where the case proving grounds are, and we suspect there's been multiple generations of screwing around in there back, especially back in the days when Case just ran dozers all over the place and everything else. And so we're going to start digging holes and figure out what we got, what's going on. So just as a heads up, that road is going to close, and that will be a pain for some people. That's kind of out of the middle of nowhere, and there's no good way to get around it. So, but the guys will figure it out, and we'll get it dealt with one way or the other. Other than that, plenty of stuff going on. Got some moisture, so we've been out doing some blading. Working towards some bids that'll be coming up this fall. Of course, the DOT project going on. There was a pretty severe accident last week, so I guess I'd try to remind people on Highway 61, I should say. So I would remind people that you even more so than normal on going up Highway 61, you've got to be paying attention. There's dirt trucks coming in, there's dirt trucks going out, and they're big, heavy, and not very forgiving. So just you know, pay extra attention up and down there. Between that, and you still come across people that you'll come across somebody that's what I would call driving more of a normal speed. Next thing you know, you'll be on top of somebody driving 50 because they're not comfortable with the crossover, they're not comfortable with whatever. So I'm rather surprised we haven't had more issues than we have, to be honest with you. But anyway, so that's going on. A lot of stuff going on. But I think you are going to see, I don't know when it'll actually start up, but sometime here, I'm assuming it'll be more fall than late summer at this point. But I do believe the DOT's contractor is going to move in and start towards bridge construction on the overpasses for Mediapolis Road. If you've been through there, they've got the north side, they've got the dirt all the way up to elevation where they have to have it. And there's a settlement requirement, so that dirt will have to sit there for a little while before they can do anything on it for bridge-related stuff. But I did see that they're starting to move in some rebar and stuff like that, so they're starting to stockpile some materials. So the activity, it's changed quite a bit up along Mediapolis Road. If we ever get out, I'll run through up there. It does look quite a bit different. You can really see it starting to take shape. So other than that, just plenty going on. So unless you guys have some questions, I do have an agenda item and a work session.
All right, sounds good. Let's move to discussion and vote. Well, I'm sorry, Tom, did you have any correspondence?
I did not.
Okay. Let's move to discussion and vote. Number A is approval of FY 2023 Optimate Lights Services Lease Agreement. And I'm not going to read all of this. It's just the agreement, the terms, rental, the alterations and improvements, the insurance, the building rules. Tom, you want to add anything to any of that?
We have an agreement with Southeast Iowa Lincoln Health Disability Services Region. They pay us $10 a square foot for a building rental. So whatever that number is, that would be 10 times whatever the square root is. Would that be right, Rodney?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So I would make a motion to approve the lease.
And I will second that motion. Terry?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. Where do you want me to stamp on this one?
Actually, I think it's on the back page. Is that? I think you just need to sign those.
And not stamp them? Or?
You can on that last page. Just go ahead and stamp it.
All right. Next to approval of contracts, Pleasant Grove Road, H40 PCC patching, LPCC patching 23-79-29.
This is, we've talked about this. I don't think this is anything new to you guys. We had a blow up probably been a month and a half ago now on Pleasant Grove Road. This would be west of Beaverdale, so between Beaverdale Road and Danville Road, so the western portion of the paved part of Pleasant Grove Road. As we speak right now, about a week ago, it went ahead and pretty much just fell apart. So we actually have a lane closure in this spot, which is not a big deal where it's at. People get plenty used to just running straight by the stop signs and just moving over and not even, I don't think it even slows them down at this point. But point being is we could, I called all three board members because we had a patching project planned, for next spring. And to go and try to patch this area back together just on the short term, probably 10,000, probably more if I had to guess. And then we'd have to turn around and tear it back out this next spring to do the work that we really need to do in this area, because it would be like an island of good concrete in the middle of almost nothing around it. So it didn't make a lot of sense. So we threw out a short notice patching. We'll call it a patching project, but it's really more paving as far as full width. And we really didn't know what to expect. We did get one bidder. We built the plans as flexible as we could, hoping to get a bidder. We did. Jones Contracting was the bidder at $304,777.01, which I'm happy to give you this paperwork if you want, so you don't have to write all that down. But to give you an idea, our engineer's estimate was $271,882. And for full disclosure, we had no idea how to estimate this project with the way costs are going up and the fact that, I mean, we bid a project knowing that they had to start the end of August and they had 19 working days to get it done. All of this doesn't make the project cheaper. So it is higher than the estimate. I'm going to propose signing it. I'm not sure that it's still not in line with what current day prices are. I think nothing's getting cheaper yet. So they're going to come in, it'll be the end of August. We'll close that segment completely, and we'll do the project and get them out of there, and should be open for majority of harvest.
And that's 19 days.
That is. Well, you actually have the contract in front of me. I believe it's 19 working days.
I mean, that's what it's saying, but I mean.
Yeah, well, that doesn't guarantee you that it's not 17 days of closure. It doesn't guarantee it's not 22 closing days of closure. That's just the working days they're allowed before we can start liquidated damages.
Okay.
And I believe the late start date is August 22nd, but am I correct on that?
Yes, August 22nd.
Okay. So that is, what that means is it's probably when they will start is August 22nd, but that's when we start charging working days. So that's really what that means.
And after the 19 days is when we're charging $1,000 a day.
That's when you get into liquidated damages. And the 19 days doesn't include weather days, so if they get rained out, stuff like that.
Okay.
So I guess this is just an example. It might not be a pure example of the way costs are going up because of the short time frame. I think we were going to pay a bit of a premium to do it. It still makes more sense to me than putting in $10,000 or $15,000 of concrete and then tearing it back out next spring. So I think we're going to do it.
I agree. Motion to approve the contract.
My second. Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Thank you. And I have talked to Jim about it too, even though he's not here, so he's aware of everything.
You're done. All right. Next, we have payroll reimbursement claims. Sign in there.
Contractor long enough, I get a contractor, nobody got around to sign, I didn't start.
I would say in this situation they probably would because of our relationship, but I don't blame you.
Well, there were probably one or two people amongst everybody else.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you, Tom. All right, payroll reimbursement claims in the amount of $452.49, $0 non-tax, or non-cash taxable.
Motion to approve.
Second. Terry?
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane Campbell.
Yes, please. All right, personnel actions. We have a few. Got two for the auditor's office. The first is for Angie Pates. It's her anniversary. 36 month step increase from $36,432.84 to $37,161.46. And the other one is for Kathy Hausman, clerk two, also at the auditor's office. It's her anniversary. 36 month step increase from $36,432.84. $37,161.46.
Motion to approve both personal actions.
Second.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane Campbell.
Yes. Next, we've got three for local health. The first is for Inger McClellan. Other for 8 hours unpaid on July 8, 2022. The second is for Derek Pfeiffer for 2.5 hours unpaid leave on August 5th. And then the third is for Derek Pfeiffer, 16 hours of unpaid leave August 8th through August 9th.
Motion to approve all three local health personnel actions.
Second. Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. conservation. This is for Kelly Rundell. Final termination date, August 19, 2022. This is her resignation.
Motion to approve.
Second. Terry.
Tom Brokert.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. I have one for the county attorney's office for Don Callison. It is resignation, effective August 5th, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second. Terry.
Tom Brokert.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. And then I have the correctional center, Kenyatta Rooks. 6 month step increase, it's her anniversary. So she's going from $41,362.40 to $42,429.10.
Motion to approve.
Second. Terry.
Tom Brokert.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. We have recorders' reports of fees collected, Veterans Affairs reports. Yeah, these will all be on file with the auditor's office. You can do these whenever you feel like you like to. Thomas?
We don't have to be approved. You just...
Oh, well, thank you.
Accepting those.
Do I still... I still need to stamp this?
Just, no, you don't stamp them approved.
Received?
Received, yeah.
You could have told me that before the meeting, just trying to make me look bad. I can't do this, Tom. I can't work under these conditions. Do I... Would I have to stamp all of these?
There's two reports stamped for page each one. Okay.
We also have minutes for regular meeting on August 2nd, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second. Terry.
Tom Brokert.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Do we have any other business?
I have none.
I have none. Number seven, future agenda items, Thomas.
I have none.
I have the City of Burlington wanted to come on the 30th to give us a presentation for a work session. If that's going to work out with your schedule.
I should be back. I'm making another attempt at getting my eyes fixed. So I will be otherwise engaged the next two Tuesday mornings.
So if he notices anything with your appearance after the 30th that he didn't notice before, it's because he can see. Praise the Lord. All right. Committee reports, Thomas.
I attended the Des Moines County Safety Committee. We reviewed the accident logs, and September is National Preparedness Month. So no serious business. So that's I attended the conservation had a meeting work session last Thursday, I believe we attended, and they were discussing improvements they'd like to make to Big Hollow. That's all I've got.
I attended the youth committee meeting, and it was short, but they've got some virtual reality headsets for the kids that are making learning more cool and all that stuff. I tried it. It gave me a headache after 15 minutes, but I'm old, so maybe it works for the kids. That's about all I have. So at this time, we're going to have public input. We're going to give you how many minutes, Thomas? two. We're gonna give you 2 minutes, according to Thomas. We're gonna give you an opportunity to call your friends. We want to hear from you. I personally do, and I'm gonna give any questions, I'm gonna turn them over to Thomas. But you can call in at 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or otherwise, you can also email the board at board@bmcounty.com. We would love to hear from you. We're going to take the next 2 minutes. If you'd like to call in, make the call. We'll wait.
Thomas, tell us something interesting while we're waiting.
You've got a whole room full of people that I'm sure have comments to make.
Well, Brian would, but he will take longer than 2 minutes, so I thought maybe you can expedite things.
I
just want to you can help yourself, Batman. You can help yourself.
I feel like this meeting's really gone well with Jim gone. quite a bit quicker.
Noted.
Quite a bit quicker. I
would note the viewer count's a lot lower without.
So we're losing money. I mean, from our sponsorships, right?
Hey, when the eye candy leaves, nobody wants to watch. I never claimed to be Purdy, but yeah, I did. Get it twisted. I never claimed to be Purdy.
The evidence is there.
That just means Mrs. Broker's watching on her iPad and her phone.
Yep.
But there's two. I'm playing my phone that's actually watching while we're going through it. You got to build it though.
I'm surprised she hasn't called in before, Tom.
Well, she tells me what's wrong when I go. whether it has anything to do with the county or not. That was the amazing thing I found about getting married is. Shortly after the ceremony, I had no idea I had that many faults. But then up to that point, I'd had no one to document them. So.
You're well aware.
So I am well aware.
They've all been documented too. You can go down and get them from Terry. You can cut them
also on file.
All dumps drop.
We lost a viewer.
We hung up.
We had our...
darn it. Not again.
The Civil Service Commission completed their interviews last week. I forgot to mention this, but they narrowed our list from 5 down to 3. But there are 3 on the list that we're glad to have, and we're going to move forward with our process. We'll do our departmental interviews and then background investigations and whatnot, and move forward with some possible hirings. Sarah Doty sits as the secretary for that commission. We thank her for her service and all the commission members there. It's nice to have our citizens involved in that process and kind of vet some of these people who have put in for positions. So it went well.
Rodney, you were looking at me funny. Was that just because you were making that face or?
Yeah. I like that. No comment.
Looks pretty close to 2 minutes to me, Thomas. So we thank you, those of you that watched at home. I know that everybody was staring at this guy. We prefer that. Thomas?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good one.